Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds to fill in as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Luke has one, Roxanne has two, and Paula has three.
Oh yeah, my gosh. So that means, Luke, that you do get to go first.
Well, okay.
The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. This week, the House voted to approve a $1 trillion spending deal to avert a blank.
Shutdown.
Right. This week, former President Blank unveiled the plans for his presidential library in Chicago.
Obama.
Right. This week, hackers unleashed a new email phishing scam that utilized fake blank invites.
Google.
Yes, Google Doc. On Wednesday, the U.S. territory Blank filed for bankruptcy.
Puerto Rico.
Right. In an effort to get pedestrians to slow down and appreciate a local historic landmark, the Chinese government installed Blank.
Selfie sticks.
No, speed bumps on the sidewalks around it. This week, the eighth movie in the Blank franchise surpassed $1 billion in ticket sales.
Star Wars.
No, The Fast and the Furious. A member of a Japanese water skiing team was injured this week when Blank.
He tried to reenact a scene from The Fast and the Furious 8.
No, when a flying fish leapt out and hit him in the groin.
Oh.
The skier was halfway through his run when the fish leapt from the water and ran right into his center mass, as the target shooters like to say, causing him to lose control and wipe out. Thankfully, the skier is okay. Thankfully for all of us, there's a video of the whole thing. It was posted on Twitter with the caption, in Japanese, the fish struck the crotch.
In fairness, that did also happen in Fast and the Furious.
That's true.
To Vin Diesel.
Bill, how did Luke do in our quiz?
Well, he got 8 more points, 4 right. He has a total of 9 now, and Luke, you do have the lead.
All right. Well done, Luke. All right. I do believe, Roxanne, you're up next, fill in the blank. This week, President Trump said he had a very good talk with blank about North Korea and Syria.
Putin.
Right. During a speech on Tuesday, Hillary Clinton admitted that while she made some mistakes, blank was what cost her the election.
Comey's letter.
Yes. On Monday, the embattled president of blank called for a new constitution to end that country's political crisis.
So many to choose from. I'll say Venezuela.
You're right. This week, Mexico's Congress approved the use of medical blank.
Marijuana.
Right. Despite recent bad press, Pepsi had a boost in sales this week when people in Portland, Oregon blanked.
When they couldn't get Coke.
No, when they bought cans to throw at police during a protest.
Oh.
In a last-minute deal, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers struck a deal with blank to avoid a strike.
Writers.
Right, Writers Guild. This week, the musical Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812 led the 2017 blank nominations.
Tony.
Right, while it is possible to use your cell phone as a flashlight, a Florida man was stopped by police for using one as a blank.
It was either as his light on a motorcycle or on his bicycle. It was the
You're
night
right.
Light.
You're right. It was his motorcycle headlight. Congratulations.
Okay.
According to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, the man attached the iPhone to a steering column with a bungee cord. While the department applauds the man's creativity, they say the light from an iPhone is not bright enough to stand in for a real headlight in nighttime driving. For that, you have to use the light caused by an exploding Galaxy Note 7. Bill, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
7 right. And she has a total of 16.
Oh, wow. You know what? When Roxanne's here, why do I even bother?
You have beaten me.
Oh, that you must have thrown the match.
Well, how many does Paula need to win, Bill?
She needs 7 to win.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go, Paula. On Thursday, Queen Elizabeth's husband, Blank, announced he was retiring from royal duties.
Prince Philip.
Right. On Monday, Bill Shine stepped down as co-president of Blank.
Fox.
Right, Fox News. This week, the militant Palestinian group Blank dropped their call for the destruction of Israel.
Hamas.
Right. Traffic in an Australian suburb was blocked this week thanks to a blank in the road.
Loch Ness Monster.
A pair of mating kangaroos.
On
Thursday. Speaking of mating kangaroos, the hosts of MSNBC's morning show Blank announced they were engaged.
Morning Joe right. And Morning Josephina.
Exactly. I do believe she's changing her name, so I'll take it. On Thursday, Stephen Hawking said that humanity has less than 100 years to blank.
Get its act together.
Well, no, leave Earth. According to police in Oregon, the local flower shop is under investigation for stocking their shelves with blank.
Cocaine.
No.
Meth.
No.
Heroin.
No. Flower shop was under investigation for stocking their shelves with flowers they stole from a nearby cemetery. Creepy and awful, but a good business plan.
Honestly.
After months of bouquets disappearing from local graves, Oregon police say a security camera finally caught local flower shop owner Linda Wingate pulling up in a van and stealing the flowers, which she would then resell from her shop. This makes Wingate either the world's most morbid florist or the world's laziest grave robber.
You know, it just seems like such a strange crime.
Well,
you know, any kind of floral theft, I feel. It's just unnecessary.
If you could go pick up a bouquet, perfectly nice bouquet from that grave over there and sell it to somebody for $30, it's $30 in your pocket.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to do that, why not take the gravestone?
Yeah.
Bound to be another loving father pass away eventually.
Yeah, true.
Can't you just chisel off the name at the top?
Bill, did Paula do well enough to win?
Well, she got 4 right. She got a total of 11, but that means she did not win, but Roxanne did. She's back.
Back to dominate.
I had a strategy and everything.
Yeah. What was your strategy?
Take her flowers.
Yeah.